Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by your CFRC News Collective, Ara McCauley, Jesse Bell, and Jenny Hinch. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and for our podcasts, Smith Engineering at Queen's University. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Ara McCauley, and here are your local news headlines. The recipients of this year's Mayor's Civic Awards were celebrated with a ceremony at last night's City Council meeting. The City of Kingston's Civic Awards recognize volunteers who go above and beyond to strengthen their communities in areas including culture, heritage, recreation, sports, health, education, environment, safety, and business. Seven individuals received awards in three categories.
This is always a moment of the year that I very much look forward to, and certainly want to thank my colleagues, Councillor Stephen and Councillor Rasson, the hard work of being able to select the 2026 Civic Award winners in Kingston.
Three individuals received the Mayor's Award for Youth Volunteerism. This award, open to ages 24 and under, recognizes youth who have demonstrated values of community service and inspired others through their volunteerism. High school student Gabriel Bergeron received the award for creating the Student Laptop Access Program, SLAP, to help fellow secondary students across Kingston access the technology they need to learn.
In Gabriel's grade 11 year, as part of his school's computer science specialist program, he recognized a serious problem. Many students didn't have easy access to important technology. This inspired him to create the Student Laptop Access Program, or SLAP, a volunteer initiative aimed at helping secondary students in Kingston and nearby areas get the technology they need to learn.
Since launching the program, Gabriel has raised nearly $60,000 and distributed almost 200 laptops to students who need them most. His initiative has expanded access to technology for local students and will continue to create opportunities for learning for years to come. Queen student Zain Al-Abedim Hamad was recognized for founding Little St. Nick's Foundation Queens and STEM Buddies, through which he has mobilized hundreds of volunteers to support pediatric patients, expand mentorship opportunities, and empower young people through accessible education and research initiatives.
Zain is inspiring youth-led action through service, mentorship, and community leadership. By creating meaningful opportunities for youth to learn, lead, and serve, Zain is helping shape the next generation of community leaders.
And Queen student Lucas Perry was recognized for founding Youths for Hospice, a not-for-profit organization he continues to lead while studying at university. Youths for Hospice supports community connection and stewardship in palliative and long-term care settings.
Helping others has always been central to Lucas's values. Inspired by the caregiving of one of his family members, he developed a strong interest in palliative care. While volunteering alongside patients, families, and interdisciplinary care teams, Lucas recognized a gap in how palliative care is discussed and understood. In response, he and his brother published Someone I Love is Dying in Hospice, What Should I Expect? A resource now used at Emily's House at SickKids and 16 hospices across Ontario. The book has since been translated into French with a Spanish edition in the works, a reflection of Lucas's deep commitment to health literacy and equity, and his belief that every young caregiver deserves to understand and navigate end-of-life care in the language most familiar to them.
The first Capital Honorable Achievement Award, which celebrates volunteers who have made a difference in the community through their volunteer work, went to three individuals. Rumit Sohal was recognized for his contributions to a wide range of community organizations since moving to Kingston as an international student, including the Kingston Police Community Volunteers, the Canadian Colour Kingston Foundation, the City of Kingston's Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Committee, and the Council Resourcing Working Group.
Inspired by the words of the poet Rumi, "When you do things from your soul, you feel a river moving in you, a joy." Rumit has embraced service as a way to contribute to the community he has called home since arriving in Kingston as an international student. Since then, he has demonstrated a strong commitment to community involvement through volunteerism, mentorship, and public service initiatives.
Sean Quigley was recognized for his role in supporting youth in the community, leading both the Youth Services Committee and as Executive Director of Youth Diversion.
Sean has supported thousands of children, youth, and families by developing and delivering programs focused on mentorship, justice diversion, leadership development, and professional skill building. Beyond his role as Executive Director of Youth Diversion, Sean's commitment to service is evident in his active community involvement, from the Mad Hatter Curling Bonspiel and annual Lobster Fest to the Rotary Club of Kingston. He brings energy and compassion to every initiative. His leadership has created meaningful opportunities for young people while helping to build a stronger, more caring community.
Alicia Gordon, a partner at Gordon's Real Estate Brokerage Under One Roof and the founder of Maxhold, was commended for nearly 5 decades of philanthropic work.
She is a dedicated volunteer and community leader who has helped raise millions of dollars for hospitals, schools, and programs supporting seniors. As past president and director of fundraising for the Rotary Club of Kingston, Alicia has consistently worked to create positive change, strengthening local initiatives while supporting international humanitarian projects. Alicia's generosity, leadership, and passion for philanthropy have made a lasting difference in the lives of countless people, both in Kingston and beyond.
Marion Westenberg received the first Capital Distinguished Citizen Award, honoring more than 6 decades of contributions to various organizations, including Kingston General Hospital, the Agnes Etherington Arts Center, Domino Theater, the Great Lakes Museum, and Kingston Symphony. This is the highest civic honor in Kingston and recognizes a person who has spent their life doing volunteer work and who has made a significant impact on our community.
This year's award winner is Marion Westenberg. For more than 60 years, Marion has dedicated herself to the Kingston community through volunteer service. Her contributions have touched many organizations. At the Agnes Etherington Arts Center, Marion helped bring arts programming and special events to this community, and her involvement with the Kingston Symphony has spanned more than 6 decades, including service as president. She remains an active volunteer, continuing to share her passion for music, culture, and community. From healthcare to heritage and the arts, Marion's volunteerism has enriched countless lives and strengthened the fabric of our community.
A reminder that this Saturday, August 15th, is the final giveaway day of the 2026 season. This event gives Kingston residents the opportunity to put out pre-loved items they no longer want for neighbors who can give them a second life. Giveaway Day is described as a unique way for residents to give away or find gently used items while also reducing waste in the community. It gives items a new home, diverts from landfills, and reduces packaging waste and greenhouse gas emissions associated with manufacturing new goods. Giving away items also helps community members save money while breathing life into new items. As a reminder of Giveaway Day guidelines, the city asks that you only set out appropriate items that you know someone else might want. This can include books, CDs, DVDs, clothing, furniture and small appliances, electronics, construction materials including drywall, lumber and hardware, kitchen gadgets, dishes, cutlery, pots and pans, and yes, unwanted gifts. Items they consider inappropriate include baby walkers, cribs, car seats, strollers, playpens, bath seats, mattresses, blinds, and toys, which the Consumer Product Safety Bureau of Health Canada advises should not be given away or picked up. To put items out, simply place items at the curb in front of your home. Place stickers or signs on the items with the word free. Ensure any items that you do not want taken are kept away from items placed at the curb. At the end of the day, please remember to bring in any uncollected items back to your home. The city will not collect unwanted items left at the curb. Instead, they encourage residents to consider donating these items to a local charity. When picking up items, they also remind you to respect other people's property. Do not walk on lawns or gardens. Take only items that are marked free and placed at the curb, and don't leave previously picked up items on the curb at other people's properties. For full guidelines, visit www.cityofkingston.ca/collection. That wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up is Jesse Bell with your CFRC Sports Desk.
This is part 9 of the OUA football season preview, brought to you by CFRC Power Plays. Today we'll be discussing the Windsor Lancers, who at times could be the most annoying team to play in the OUA, and they look prime for another strong season in 2026. I'll be honest, this is not a team I really like to watch play football. They have an awesome, incredibly physical defense, but an offense that, save for a couple very exciting wildcat trick plays, is kind of a methodical affair, I guess is the nice way to put it. They like to run the football and they like to play defense. That's good, because they haven't really had a strong, consistent quarterback in over a decade, and I think it's cost them 3 playoff games. Last year, their best offensive player was Wiebe Mambo, their running back, and their second best offensive player was arguably their kicker, Brady Lidster. Windsor started 0-2 in 2025, getting soundly outclassed by Laurier and Guelph. They rebounded to pick up easy wins over Mac, Toronto, and Waterloo, before dropping a bit of a snoozer to Western, 15-9. They beat Ottawa and Queens by one score apiece to finish third in the OUA with a 5-3 record. They would then survive an Ottawa rematch in the quarterfinals thanks to a last-minute interception to book a semifinal match against the Gales. After a bruising, slow first half, Queens took the momentum in the third quarter and began to overtake the Lancers, capping the game with two Jared Kasari touchdowns. Queens stunned Windsor on their home turf for the second consecutive season and actually managed to out-physical a team that prides itself on exactly that. The 2025 stats make this kind of offensive-defensive divide very clear because they were 9th in points for with 191, which is about 23.9 points per game. They were 9th in total yards with 3,100, which is about 398 yards per game. They were 11th last place in total passing yards with 1,662, which is about 207.8 yards per game, but they were 4th in total rushing yards with 1,525, about 190 yards per game. So not much going through the air, but an effective running game. Now defensively, this unit is awesome. I will not besmirch this great defense because they were an absolute problem for everybody they played. They were first in total points allowed with 155. That's just 19.4 points per game. They were second in passing yards allowed per game at 225. They were third in rushing yards allowed per game at 134.6. They were second overall in total yards per game with 359.8. Just a big, tough, punishing, versatile defense. They had a point differential of plus 36, which was good enough for fourth in the OUA. Looking at the last five seasons, this tells a story of a team progressing from also-ran to legitimate contender. They finished 2-4 in 2021, 4-4 in 2022. They had a breakout 2023, arguably I think the best team they've had in a very long time, before reverting to the mean, 5-3 and 5-3 over the last 2 years. So this is a team that at one point I thought was a legitimate, not just Yates Cup, but possibly Vanier Cup contender. If only they had a passing offense that was consistent, because they have got the talent there to make that work. They just haven't found the answer under center quite yet. Looking ahead to 2026, I really just have one question. Has Windsor's title window well and truly closed? I don't know. It might be premature to say that, but this team has lost a lot of talent, especially on offense, where they were already struggling to begin with. Wiebe Mambo is gone, so Liam Talbot will be their primary tailback. He's a great athlete, he's a hard-nosed runner, and he's going to have a massive offensive line in front of him. But when teams don't respect your passing offense, they can pack the box and make life miserable for you. See, for example, the 2023 Queens Gales. Windsor needs quarterback Nick Domovsky to develop into a star, or at the very least, a top-end starter. And they need it now. He's got the weapons around him, but if he cannot blossom into a true passing threat, this team, I don't think they can make that leap. They would need their defense to be historically great, one of the best ever, to make up for that. I've got them beating Mac in week one. I've actually got them beating Laurier in week two. They lose a close one to Western in week three before picking up three easy wins against the playoff, let's say, dark horses. I do have them losing to Queens and Guelph to finish out their year with a 5-3 record, good enough for another top four finish in the OUA. This is your City of Kingston traffic report. Cranbrook Street from Lakeview Avenue to Days Road is closed for pedestrian improvements. Bath Road from Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard to Portsmouth Avenue. Expect delays for the installation of intersection pedestrian signals. The city is installing these IPS at the following intersections: Bath Road at Lafleur Park, Concession Street at Kings Court Avenue, and Stephen Street at Patrick Street. Wright Crescent at Palace Road to Palace Road. Closed for a contractor to complete roadway repairs, pedestrian safety and access improvements, and traffic calming features on Wright Crescent. Norman Rogers Drive from Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard to Van Order Drive started on June 15th, and Norman Rogers Drive is still closed to through traffic to facilitate roadway rehabilitation and configuration improvements. This work will improve road condition, accessibility, and safety for all road users. The City of Kingston and Utilities Kingston are in the midst of a major reconstruction of Princess Street. This infrastructure project includes upgrades to underground and above ground utilities, as well as improvements to enhance safety and comfort for pedestrian and cyclists. Berry Street from Queen is closed for construction-related activity at 283 Queen Street, and Aberdeen Street from Johnson to William is closed to accommodate construction activity and staging. This is your Environment Canada weather report for the Kingston region. Wednesday, August 12th, 24 is your high with a 49% chance of precipitation, mix of sun and cloud, feeling closer to 27. Thursday, August 13th, 24 is your high with a 71% chance of precipitation, about a millimeter and a half all told. Friday, August 14th, 24 degrees is your high, mix of sun and cloud, otherwise a beautiful day here in the city of Kingston. And then kicking off the weekend, Saturday, August 15th, 22 is your high, feeling closer to 25, but quite a cloudy day here in the city of Kingston, UV index of 6. Sunday, August 16th, 23 is your high, with a chance of precipitation throughout the day, mostly in the mid-morning, about 2.5 millimeters of rain altogether. Monday, August 17th, 23 is your high, feeling closer to 24, clouds with periods of sunshine, otherwise a beautiful day.
Hello, Kingston, and welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario, I'm CFRC's Community News and Arts Coordinator, Jenny, and this is your weekly events and concerts calendar brought to you by Flying V Productions. Whether you're looking for live music, community events, markets, workshops, or something fun to do around the city, there is a lot happening this week, so let's get into it. Wednesday features games in the square, swinging summer at the City Hall Amphitheater, trivia, karaoke, euchre, Eunice Verse's third solo drag show. Live music includes Taryn McKenna, Vince DeBeal, Sean McCollin, Quentin Cotree, Christopher Jackson, Wayne Riley's open mic, and lots more happening Wednesday. On Thursday, browse the Kingston Public Market, bring the kids to Stories in the Square, get creative with Bring Your Own Craft or the Felt Mushroom Craft, or catch the Peanuts movie in Springer Market Square. There's also Queen's Family Night, trivia, and drag bingo. Live music includes Grevin and Allie McCormick, Bentley McKegney, J.S. Miller, the Luke Vassar Trio, Jeff Dunn, and the Friendly Frogs Freak Show with the Ratskin Family Band. Friday includes Spanish conversation sessions, a scrapbook and cards class at the Tet Center, kicking it country and karaoke. Music highlights include the Smoking Roosters, Mellow Lily, Deadroot Revival, and the Cataraqui Chamber Music Festival. Heading into Saturday, check out the Kingston Public Market, Farm Fair, the Mini Market Series, Chef Demos, the Ironwood Fantasy Fair, Saturday Session, or Refuel at Cultivate Art Commons. Live music includes the Oscar Evans Bands, Music Westport, Three's Company, John McClurg, Rivercat, Squid Pistol, Thomas Draper, and Jessica Wolowicz, Sweet Cheetah, Powderfinger, The Oreos, and Jake Toes. Wrapping things up Sunday, head to the Memorial Center Farmers Market, yoga in Battery Park, jazz brunch at Black Dog, or the summer BBQ and bocce at the Italo-Canadian Club. Music includes the Back to the Farm Beer and Music Festival, Head Over Heels, Chantel Thompson, Wayne Riley, and live band karaoke with the Oreos. That is your weekly events and concerts calendar for August 10th through the 16th. For more information on any of these events, visit the CFRC website and keep it locked right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This events calendar is brought to you by Flying V Productions, bringing live theater, comedy, and unforgettable entertainment to audiences all across Kingston. I'm Jenny. Thanks for listening and have a great week, Kingston.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and listen on the go, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and for our podcast, Smith Engineering at Queen's University. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.